Chapter 10. Lexi and the ladies were heading toward the library to go over the clues in private when they heard the familiar clackety-clack-clack of stilettos behind them.
"I saw you all in Violet's office," Gloria said. "What was going on in there? Does Inspector Garrity have any new clues?"
"We were going over the surveillance video," Ruth said.
"Surveillance?"
Gloria looked at them with blank eyes.
"Violet has a security system installed, and one of the cameras happens to point to the hallway outside the room Leonard was staying in."
Gloria looked toward the ceiling as if she were searching for a camera.
"I didn't know there were cameras everywhere."
"They aren't everywhere, just the hallway and stairs, as far as I know," Ruth said.
"We thought we would see the killer on the video," Ida added.
Gloria's perfectly plucked brows shot up.
"And did you?"
Nan shook her head.
"Unfortunately, no."
"So, who do they think did it?"
Gloria shifted on her feet. Lexi didn't blame her for trying to take the weight off. Those stilettos looked mighty uncomfortable.
"We don't know."
Nan's face turned thoughtful.
"Karen said she brought you a drink in the conservatory. Is that right?" "Yes, a martini."
"And who were you with in there?"
Gloria laughed.
"Nobody, unless you count the cat."
"How long did you stay there?"
Nance persisted.
"Oh, about an hour."
"And did you see anyone else walk by in the hallway or outside?"
Gloria pressed her bright red lips together, the wheels behind her eyes turning slowly.
"No."
"What did you do after?"
She shrugged.
"I went to bed."
Then her eyes widened.
"Oh,
but I did see someone on the way to bed."
They leaned forward with excitement.
"Really? Who?"
"Danny Manning. I was crossing the front foyer when something up in the hallway caught my eye. I leaned back to look up through the spindles. It was Danny."
She put her index finger to her pouty red lips, her forehead wrinkled in concentration.
"He was going to Leo's room, and he looked around behind him as if looking for someone, or to see if anyone was watching. But he didn't see me because I was down below."
Nance had been listening with rapt attention.
"And then what happened?"
She shrugged.
"Nothing. I continued on to the back stairs."
"Back stairs?"
Ida asked.
"Yes. I spent a lot of time here in my younger days, and I know the mansion inside and out. My room is on the opposite side of the hall from Leo's at the back, so I just take the back stairs. I know Violet doesn't like guests to take them, but I like them better since they seem less formal."
"I take those sometimes," Lexi said. "They come out near the kitchen."
"That's right."
Gloria's brow furrowed.
"I wonder what Danny was doing at Leo's door."
"Maybe killing him," Ida suggested.
Gloria's eyes widened.
"You don't think so, do you? I probably should have said something before. Do you think it's important?"
Yeah, Helen said.
"Maybe I should tell that nice Inspector Garrity."
Just as Gloria said that, Garrity appeared behind them.
"Oh, there he is. Yoo-hoo, Inspector."
Gloria clip-clopped off toward Garrity, and Ida rubbed her hands together.
"It looks like the case is solved. Danny wanted the executive producer job, so he faked Leonard's suicide and doctored the tapes. The added bonus is the ghost angle, which will ensure the production company wants to continue the documentary with him as executive producer."
Nan's made a face.
Maybe. But I wonder about the motive. Was that job worth killing over? Plus, he didn't seem at all nervous when we mentioned we were looking at the videos that would show whoever went to Leonard's room.
That's probably because he knew he'd doctored the tape, Helen suggested.
Nance turned to Ruth. Is there any way to tell on the computer if someone doctored those tapes?
I might be able to tell by looking at the timestamps. Ruth shrugged. It's kind of a crapshoot, but I could look.
We should add that to our to-do list. I'm starting to think the motive might have had more to do with the secret Leonard was going to tell than Danny's ambition to be executive producer, Nan said.
What about the mole? Ida asked. He could be the killer.
That too, Nance agreed. Which is why we need to talk to the mysterious mustache man, Gustav Schilling.